Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cicerino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of April 13th, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Hey, it's your favorite actual, factual news guys back again to get into all of these burning hot stories that get sent to us either in our Facebook group, Group AF, or that we discover ourselves on the internet. And of course, a man who is Pickleball's top influencer, here he is, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing great, dude. I went to Houston last weekend for a pickleball tournament. We went to the Astros game.
Yes.
Boston,
was it
Rob.
Full occupation? Like, everybody there, not occupation.
Full occupation.
Yeah. What is that called? Full attendance.
The Texas Rangers packed their stadium, but I don't think the Astros.
The Astros did. It was not a packed stadium.
Yeah.
I definitely had 6 feet from everybody on all sides.
Yes. Did you play pickleball against Boston, Rob?
Yes.
Yes. How was he at pickleball?
Surprisingly, I don't know if it's surprising, but he was good for his first time. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has some tennis experience, I believe. So he did very well. I think you could start him in a league at like a lower level and he'd be great. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send him some pickleball gear and he's going to join the club in Pensacola.
Okay. He's into it? You think he can get on the tour?
He loved it. He said it was super fun.
Yeah.
So he's like, I really love it. Part of the thing he loves is that pickleball, one of the number one rules is sportsmanship. Like if somebody has a nice shot, you're supposed to congratulate them on the shot, even if they're your opponent. But in the heat of competition, when you congratulate somebody on a great shot, it really sounds like you're needling them a little bit, like, oh, great shot, you know? And so Rob, like the whole time, he's like, I can't tell if people are like being sincere here or if, and I was like, it's a little bit of both. Cause like you have somebody get a really great shot on you, you should say great shot, but at the same time, you're fuming because they had such a great shot on you.
Wait, this is absurd to me that you, part of the game is you have to congratulate other people for
You're supposed to be a sportsman.
It's Rob,
one of the top three
to do it. It's not sportsmanship.
But if everybody in general, but like if you showed up and people were playing and people were congratulating you on great shots and stuff, you'd just automatically start doing that too, realizing that everybody's doing it and having fun and like, and recognizing that. And so you wouldn't even realize that in the original rules and regulations that being a sportsman was actually included in that.
What a utopia.
I like that. I really like that. That's the game they'll play in the future on like different planets. One that will the one game we'll take from Earth.
So should we incorporate that into the podcast anytime somebody says something funny like great joke, Tyson?
I think we already do. I mean, our laughter probably is that automatic, the body's automatic response to that.
Okay, good. Well, that reminder to the audience, that's what that means. Of course, back again, a man who is on a new adventure every week. Here is the great Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Good. Just got back from an adventure with the family. Took them out to the desert.
Yes.
Ate some sand.
And
they got in a hot tub. I went down to Kanab. So,
oh, nice. And was it hot down there? Or is it still
it
nice
okay.
and chill?
It was like 72 in the day.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we went.
Why Kanab? What's in Kanab?
Oh, there's tons of stuff in Kanab.
The Hollywood of Utah.
You're right. That's also a good point. We actually went to go try and visit an old Hollywood Western set, but it was gone.
Oh, you mean they make movies there, not like that's where all the famous people in Utah live?
No, Kanab used to be the place where all Westerns were filmed.
Mm-hmm. First of all, it's a visually a mind-blowing place. You have lots of crazy landscape out there. Mm-hmm. We did a Slot Canyon. We tried to go to the ghost town. Instead, we visited a weird grave site in the middle of nowhere. And then we went to the sand dunes and took sand sleds down sand dunes, which, I mean, just looked miserable.
The pink dunes?
Yeah.
I've never been. Are dunes. They cool?
Yeah, they're cool. And my kids really like sledding down them for about four turns each. And then by then they had so much sand in everything that we're like, okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm. More sand than flesh now.
Yes.
Yeah, they were. My kids surprisingly dumped out at least one cup of sand per shoe.
Dude.
It blew my mind how much
sand. Did you at least get it out and try to clean them off before you put them in the vehicle?
Yeah, I did. It's just, you know, sand.
No,
sand on the beach. It's like, yes. It's everywhere, dude. It's coming out of like surprise locations.
Dude, mm-hmm. I've had physicals before and like the doctor's been like, you've been to the beach recently? I was like, I don't know, like 3 years ago. And they're like, your ears are filled with sand. I was like, sand. Yeah.
That's the worst thing about sand.
Is that a
true
story?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's true. Nightmare fuel. Do you hear it when you go like this?
No, I mean, it probably eventually gets out a little bit with earwax.
I think
stuff
in your ear. Yeah. Stuff in your ear is like a pearl for an oyster.
It's yeah.
Like it builds a wax ball around it and then eventually spits the ball out.
Wow.
If you don't clean your ears, which you shouldn't clean your ears. You're not supposed to jam stuff in your ears. But I've had a ball of wax fall out. I don't know what it was protecting me from.
You had a ball of wax fall out of your ear?
Yeah. I've had a ball of wax fall out of my ear after swimming.
What?
Yeah. It blew my mind. No, and I've also had the doctor pull out a ball of earwax. I guess I'm a high wax producer.
I mean, I
would make lip balm out of my own earwax.
As a Mormon missionary, I had an earache, and like a month later, I pulled a dead baby cockroach covered in earwax out of my ear.
That's the stuff of nightmare. You thought sand is benign, Rob.
It's like Star Trek dead to the baby. Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, exactly. Those things he put in the ears of... who did he put it in the ears of?
Chekhov.
And someone else, right?
There was another guy and he shot himself.
He was expendable. Yeah. He was like, just that guy can die. That's why they brought him in. Yeah. He's fodder.
Shirt. Yeah. Made you very susceptible to this suggestion.
Yeah. Did the baby cockroach in any way influence your decision making while it was in your ears, Tyson?
I mean,
I
brought the word of God to many, many people. I don't know.
Maybe who knows what you did with the cockroach in your ear and the crazy things you were saying.
It's true. I still want to get back to the ball of wax just falling out of your ear.
Yeah, it's
is that where the expression the whole ball of wax comes from?
Probably.
Guys, I don't know. How big was it?
It's like never happened again.
Like a pee?
It happened like once. I wish it was before cell phones or else I would have taken a picture to document. But it was impressive, and it's never happened again. You know, I should have.
Or looked what it was inside of it. At least had it dissected by a scientist.
Also a great idea. I was a teenager at the time, so none of those thoughts came to me. I just thought, wow, this is really cool. And then threw it away.
Mm-hmm. Ate it and went on with your day.
Yeah, I mean, natural. It's organic. Right? I wiped it on
like
my
honey.
Lips. Put it on my lips, little moisturizer on my neck, and then it was gone.
Oh, boy.
Too bad it's not like that stuff that comes out of whales that they use for perfume.
Oh, that's a trillion billion dollars.
The trillion billion. What if you could produce that out your ears and just like put a little on your neck, a little on the
You sent me that hand. Story. That guy found that it's like a hairball, but a whale hairball, and they spit it up and it's like a huge chunk, like 50-pound chunk of thing, and it's worth like
$300,000. So much money if you find it. But I think that I've also on Bob's Burgers, they have an episode based around the kids finding that. And in that show, they made it sound like it's illegal to resell.
Oh,
so if you find it, keep it for yourself.
It has fact checkers all around Bob's Burgers.
I'm sure. Yeah. Right. Bob's Burgers, the tightest show in show business when it comes to facts.
They wouldn't make an episode if it wasn't true. Tyson, when you were in Houston this weekend, did you have any pizza?
No. Surprisingly, no, because I don't know if you know this about Texas. It's a steak state.
Oh, you get a lot of steaks.
Yeah.
Nothing but hot meat for miles.
That's right.
You look.
No pizza.
Rob ordered like 160-ounce steak.
What? That's like half a man.
And it was so good. I didn't realize how big it was when he ordered. And then, because I got something else. And then when it showed up, I was like, I mean,
did you guys both go at it from like one of you from each end, like Lady and the Tramp, just gnawing on a steak?
No, because it was all already kind of chopped up and stuff. It was really nice. So
good. Mm-hmm.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. And
I hate cows, but that does sound good.
Yeah.
So do you eat cows out of spite?
I am going to start. If I can't get rid of them, I'm going to start eating more of them.
Why do you hate cows? What's your deal, man?
Just like at work. I hate seeing them. You're like, oh, this is a beautiful landscape. You're like, oh, there's cows. They're so, they're just like walking around. They don't do anything. They're not pretty. They're not beautiful. They don't add to the landscape, and they're everywhere. Their poo is everywhere. They're at my work when I drive around. They won't move off the road.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like them.
Wow.
They just don't like them. And it's like, if I've said this many times, I would get rid of red meat if it meant getting rid of cows. There's other meat.
Is that why
there.
You do so many stories about smeat?
Yes. Yes. I'm hoping smeat will
eliminate an agenda.
Cow. Yeah, it is. I'm pushing it. I'm subtly pushing the smeat agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, who knows what problem smeat? What if smeat all of a sudden requires us to grow some weird thing? Heme. I don't even know what heme is made out of.
Mm-hmm.
But what if like heme is more destructive than cows and uglier to look at? I just don't know what I'm getting myself into with smeat. I just know one thing, and that is that I hate cows.
Wow.
So
we're almost 300 episodes into this podcast, and we learn new stuff.
About Danny every day. Yeah. So what's your red meat of choice?
Are you asking me what when I eat ribeye is what I eat.
So you eat cow, but you'd gladly get rid of all cows.
Oh, gladly. 100%. Mm. I wouldn't even question. If I could snap my finger like Thanos...
And if all the cows were gone, who knows what implications it would have on the environment? Because, you know,
be
butterfly
good.
Effect. That's what you think. Yeah.
I think for the most part, it would be good. I'm just saying.
So what red meat would you eat after?
I wouldn't eat any red meat. Just if that's the price I have to pay. Is there
milk?
Are there
drink
other
milk, Danny?
I do occasionally drink milk.
Real milk.
Yeah. Real milk.
Yuck.
I do almond milk occasionally, too.
Yeah.
Are there other red meats? Like what?
Ostrich, elk.
Is that
deer?
Oh, yeah. Those are so gross and gamey.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, I always hunt just for the meat. And then you're like, have you tasted the meat? And they're like, well, I stew it for 5 days in the most powerful spices I can find to eliminate that gamey taste. It's like, yeah, you're not tasting the meat. Mm-hmm. You're tasting all your spices.
TKMG says, have we ever figured out what Danny actually likes? By process of elimination, we only have a small list of possible things left.
Well, I will tell you one thing right now. I like pizza.
Pizza.
Okay. Yeah, I do like pizza.
All right. Well, okay. Danny, if you visit Houston and they can't talk you into having some red meat and you want to order up your favorite, a pizza, that there are some new options available to certain people if you're in the delivery zone to get a robotic pizza delivery. Finally, Houston
Love
is
it.
Ground zero of Domino's autonomous pizza delivery.
In Houston?
In Houston. You just missed
Why didn't you text me?
Well,
I feel like we're good enough friends you could have reached out.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
I don't know.
That they have a unmanned robotic sort of
awesome.
Small vehicle. You order from Domino's. You put in your pizza order on your app or on the website or call it in. They put the pizza in the driverless vehicle. It comes to you. You have to then, you get a text, you go outside, you put in your PIN number, open the compartment, there's your pizza.
Oh, this is the future I want to live in right here.
Yeah.
This is so great.
And do you have to tip the driverless robot?
Squirt a little oil into a joint.
Are you tipping
would be
the pizza maker in the back office?
You should if the pizza's well made and tastes delicious. Why not?
Yeah, but
Slip
I think it's one transaction. I don't think you go back online unless you can.
And
do
it's
it on
not
the
Boston
app.
Dynamics robot dog. Where
no,
you
we'll
just
talk
like...
about the what Boston Dynamics robot dogs are up to later. But
okay, this is a great idea, Rob.
Yes.
A pizza delivery through a robotic. What looks like a little car. Super futuristic. The problem is people are going to ruin this because the temptation to jump onto the Nuro's R2 robot as it's delivering a pizza is just too tempting.
But if there's cameras everywhere, then they can catch you.
Yeah.
Diogo says, I hate it. Robots mean people are losing their jobs. But what you don't realize is 85,000 people had to come together to design this robot.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, they're creating a trillion jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Trillion.
Although,
I'm coming up with a lot of numbers just off the top of my head, but
I think that's what people do these days. So yeah. Just keep throwing those out there, Tyson.
So I watched a video of this, and this thing is like puttering around. It looks like it goes like 5 miles an hour. I don't know how this does not like slow down the vehicular traffic in the area. That when you have like this little go-kart like puttering down the street, I don't know how like it doesn't just like completely screw up like when a car gets behind it.
Is there a heating compartment in the...
Yes, that's what I was going to ask.
In the robot itself. So what they should do is throw the raw pizza in there. It's an oven. And by the time it gets to you, it times it perfectly. So it just like spits out a popping hot, fresh pizza that hasn't even sat in a box collecting moisture.
It's not fresh if I can't bite it and have the top layer of the roof of my mouth melt off. That's how you know it.
That's so exactly
right. It needs to be a pizza oven, and then also like have the box underneath, and then like have like a conveyor belt to then take it off the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so
You know what?
Yeah.
Going back to this, this thing's probably going to need to be serviced a million times. So if anything, Domino's increased the number of employees, because these types of things just seem like they break down endlessly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just get hit by cars. You're probably going to have humans on backup. Because this thing is just going to be slow. It's going to be stopped by traffic.
So you think it's actually creating jobs?
Yeah, it might. So early tech tends to have lots of problems and that require a lot of fixing. And so,
yeah. Are we positive that there is a person in there driving this thing around, Danny? Oh yeah, like because this is just a gimmick.
He's in nothing but his underwear, just sweating because of the heating from the pizzas. He's just like has to stay concealed so they can say it's a robot. So there's no windows. So there's like a tiny slit he looks out of.
The same guy who was inside R2-D2 in the original Star Wars.
Baker. It has to be someone who's like around 5'4" and like 90 pounds, mm-hmm. and they just sit in there all day. Now that person should be tipped.
Yeah,
and they should be tipped a lot.
Man, it's a more stringent, like if you're a retired like horse jockey or like a 14-year-old girl's first job, it's even more stringent regulations than being a helicopter pilot. Because isn't there like weight regulations and stuff to be a helicopter pilot, Danny?
Yeah, they're not as stringent as you'd think.
So anyways... It's just like it becomes the highest paying job in the world because there's only like a 0.5% of the population actually fits that profile.
Mm-hmm.
It can operate a touchscreen with their nose because it can't even move their arms.
Not enough room.
Not enough room to lift up your arms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that this is a good idea, though. I feel like that if I told my kids that we were getting pizza delivered by a robot, I think they'd be excited.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, for
kids
sure.
Kids don't have nearly enough stimulation these days, so it's nice to have something you can throw out there occasionally.
Hey, kids, put down your iPads so you can see this robot roll up to our house before jamming pizza in your face and going back to your iPads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. If anybody's in Houston and wants to let us know about what the pizza situation is from Domino's, we'd love to hear about your experience with the pizza robot in H-Town.
Yeah, and we encourage you to get it all on camera so we can see it.
Yeah.
I have a fly buzzing my face constantly, and it's really annoying. I'm going to end up eating it probably.
Well, how do you
accidentally,
hope it doesn't
go
in your accidentally ear? Inhale.
Yeah.
It can't go in my ear. My ears are plugged right now.
Yes. Okay, good. And then your ear is like a Venus flytrap that will spit it out in a ball of wax.
That's true.
Yes. Okay.
I'll have to get it dissected, see what created that ball.
Some sad pet news to report. The world's biggest bunny has gone missing, Tyson.
The world's biggest bunny has gone missing?
Yes.
I mean, obviously you just go to the owner of the world's second biggest bunny.
Mm.
You'll find him.
Yeah.
Or anyone nearby serving bunny burgers.
Oh, no. Is that red meat? Is it gamey?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is red meat-ish.
Mm. Oh, no. We're not replacing cows with bunnies.
Yeah.
Really? Why? Bunnies are an endless resource.
Oh, I think that some
renewable.
People would be less comfortable with executing bunnies for burgers, whereas like a cow, it's just like, it almost looks like it wants to die, just standing out there doing nothing. Whereas bunnies, a little bit cuter, we've turned it into a holiday icon. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Do you think this is a hostage situation?
Maybe.
But what if, like,
maybe? Yes.
Listen to this though. Here's another theory. Like Dan with the bunnies. Mahi mahi is actually called a dolphin fish, mm-hmm. but everybody knows nobody would eat something called a dolphin fish knowingly. So they changed the name to mahi mahi as the universal name. So if we just came up with a different name for bunnies when they're inside of a hamburger, then I think we'd be onto
something. By the way, shout out to Dr. Mike, who sent a message over the weekend that he thinks he was a victim of fish fraud. And if it wasn't for News AF, he would not have realized that.
But he still
ate
it, right?
So many people living in ignorance.
Yeah. I think it was definitely fish fraud. Do you think that there is burger fraud?
Probably.
What are you cutting your burger with? Elk meat?
That's cheaper than cow.
Yeah.
Ostrich?
This bunny rabbit, by the way?
Yeah.
It is fat.
Okay. Well,
it's kind of gross.
The world's biggest bunny is missing. It is from the UK. The world's biggest bunny. It is owned by a former Playboy playmate. I'm not sure if she liked bunnies so much since then. She got the biggest bunny in the world, and this bunny is 10 years old. It is 4 feet, 4 inches long. It holds the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's longest rabbit, and it has been stolen. People think foul play, but Tyson, there's a reward. How much do you think is the reward for the world's biggest bunny?
So this is going to depend solely on how famous the former Playboy playmate is.
Yeah.
How famous is she?
I don't think that she is especially famous.
I had to go pretty far back. I had to go pretty far back on my magazines that I keep.
Magazines even?
Yeah. Can you go to the back issues and see if you could find Annette Edwards?
Yeah, I'll go through them all, guys. I've got them right in front of me in the closet.
Yeah.
Got a library system set up, so I'll find out.
Okay.
She's 68, Tyson.
Okay, 68.
She's been out of the game for a while.
But if she invested while she was in the game, she'd be quite wealthy. I'm going to say 15,000 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're way over.
That's so much.
Mm-hmm. 10,000 pounds?
Way over.
5,000 pounds.
You're still way over.
2,000 pounds.
1,000 pounds.
Garbage. Not even worth looking for, dude.
Yeah, I mean, not even worth it. Like, what's the math on this? So, how much does this thing weigh?
35 pounds.
35 pounds. So, like $3 a pound?
$3 a pound. And it's like,
what's rabbit meat going for these days?
Well, it doesn't even matter. If somebody wants the world's largest bunny, $1,000 is not going to persuade them to give it back.
Hmm. Yeah. So $1,000 or 1,000 pounds, roughly $1,300 US. If anybody has any clues about the whereabouts of Darius, the world's biggest bunny. Annette Edwards, I guess she collects and breeds these giant rabbits. There is an unsettling photo here in this New York Post article.
She's a rabbit lady.
Danny, you won't believe what she's dressed as posing next to this giant bunny.
Oh, Playboy, I didn't see that picture.
Playboy
no,
bunny.
No. Why did I address it to Danny, Tyson?
A cow.
What would a Playboy playmate dressed up next to a rabbit?
Hugh Hefner.
No. That would appeal to Danny.
This Jessica doesn't appeal
Rabbit.
To me.
Jessica Rabbit.
Guys, I never said I was attracted to Jessica Rabbit. I said it made an impression on me. When you see Jessica Rabbit on the screen as a youngster, there's like several things that kind of stick with you.
You know what I think?
This is imprinted on your brain forever.
Tyson, who do you think would stand to gain by taking this Jessica Rabbit lookalike's giant rabbit out of the picture? Who?
Do Roger you think, Rabbit.
Who might be able to slide right in if the giant rabbit was out of the way?
Roger Rabbit.
No, Danny.
Danny. So we got to look at
check my records.
The owner of the second largest bunny in the world. We got to look at Roger Rabbit,
yes.
And we have to look at Danny.
Another suspect.
I would say the guy next in line to have the biggest rabbit in the world, definitely a suspect. He's got a motive there.
Right? If they haven't already looked at the top three fattest bunny owners in the world, top three owners of fat bunnies in the world, then, I mean, they're not doing their job. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much, Tyson, do you think that Annette Edwards spends to feed her giant bunnies the carrots and apples they need to maintain their massive size a year?
All you have to do is go to the grocery store and ask them for their expired produce
creatine.
And feed them for free.
Oh. That's like what Tiger King used to do.
Yeah, but she's not doing this. She's obviously spending money on primo fresh veggies.
Oh, yeah.
A year? You want me to break it into a year?
I'm assuming this number is a year.
That's what I thought, too.
Probably like $500 a month. Roughly $6,000.
Yeah, $7,000 a year.
Yeah. Why am I so awesome at math?
Yes. Okay. All right. So, yeah, we'll see if there's any whereabouts of the Darius, the world's largest bunny. I mean, he's a 4-foot rabbit. He shouldn't be hard to find.
Unless.
You don't think. Something terrible has happened.
I hope not, dude. I really hope not.
Yeah. This is a real Nature with Tyson edition of News AF. We have a lot of animal stories for you today.
How do we know the bunny didn't just run away?
I think that, I don't know, how it would get out?
Doesn't say.
Jump?
I think it was in a cage.
That thing's not jumping.
So, I don't know. We'll see if we find anything else about the whereabouts. All right. A person was stopped at John F. Kennedy International Airport on Sunday, returning from Ghana with a suitcase full of 22 giant snails.
Why?
I don't know. It's an invasive species, and they're lucky that they caught them, Danny.
They cause meningitis in humans, it says.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They lay 1,200 eggs in his. Why is this guy transporting this? This is like, I mean, this really is a crime.
Because people are just assholes.
Animals a crime, but this
That's
one's
the thing.
Lame. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
Who's like, buying these?
Nobody's buying them. It's just like you look at, like, you know how sometimes you go to like a lake on a boat and they have a sign that's just like, beware of zebra snails or whatever. Look under your boat and please wash off and don't bring those into here. And this guy's just like, I'm just going to spread it because, you know, why not? Funny.
Yeah.
And, you think this is all a joke? He's like,
dude, give
me some of those snails.
I think he's just ruining somebody's life.
No, it has to.
No, because they said that he also had prohibited oxtail, dried beef, turkey berry. Danny, what's turkey berry?
You've never had turkey berry?
Oh, delicious.
Dude, I sprinkle a little turkey berry on my pizza.
So do you think this guy, it's just a cultural thing where he's going to eat the snails later or something?
Also had carrot, which maybe he's a suspect in the missing bunny situation. Medicinal leaves and traditional African spices and medicinal plant products.
Sounds like a guy who's just bringing back a taste of home. So he can, you know, feel like he's back at home, slurping down some slugs, eating some turkey berry.
I mean,
just like every now and then, just to feel like he's back at home.
Why didn't his plan B work? That's not my luggage.
So it was a garbage bag, it looks like, from the CEO.
Somebody else's garbage bag.
They're going to look into a garbage bag.
Yeah, you're not getting a garbage bag.
That's like a mandatory
like
screen.
A hefty bag.
Yeah.
The giant African snail can reproduce quickly, producing 1,200 eggs in a single year.
So many eggs, and it just causes meningitis. This must be a delicious snail
Not
if you're willing
that.
To risk meningitis.
Danny, they also say that they can cause structural damage to plaster and stucco.
Oh.
Maybe he's doing like a demolition.
Yeah, he just sticks a bunch of snails on a house and just sits back and makes money while the snails
now
do all the
we
work.
Wait.
Now it takes up to 3 years, but you just watch, the stucco will be gone.
Yeah, so be careful when you're transporting your giant African snails.
Don't transport. Thank you, Danny.
Leave
them
Rob.
There for the next people to see when they visit.
Yes, that's the thing. You pull them out of their invasive habitat and then transport them to another habitat. Like, leave the invasive species alone so that people can enjoy them all year long.
Yeah. All right. We've been talking the last couple of weeks. It started with Shrimp-A-Min Toast Crunch. Then last week we talked about the person that found a bullet in their flaming hot Doritos.
Didn't get near as much traction.
Yes.
Probably not a famous comedian.
Yes. I'm sorry. They weren't Doritos. What were they? Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said last week, will we have another story about a thing in a thing? And sadly, we do.
It took like 2 days and it was up in the news.
Okay.
Wait, guys.
Yep.
We have to first pay tribute to Kennedy B's joke about how many eggs the snail lay. And she said, that's more eggs than Danny eats in a given week. But just barely. Okay, carry on with a thing in a thing.
Thing in a thing. A woman posted to TikTok. She was eating takeout from the Cheesecake Factory.
That's already a mistake right there.
You're anti-Cheesecake Factory?
I'm like, whatever Cheesecake Factory. Mm. They're too big.
It's too big. Too big to fail.
You go in there.
The menu is too big. It's like holding the Bible.
You go in there, it's like 80 pages. Yeah, it's like the Bible. And it's like, I didn't read the Bible for a reason. And it's the same reason I'm not reading this menu.
A woman posted on TikTok. She found something in her mashed potatoes. She said that it was something indestructible. She stabs it
diamond,
with a fork.
A diamond.
No, she stabs it with a fork.
Okay.
And then washes it off with water. She concludes that this was a baby frog in her mashed potatoes.
So in one of the articles I read, Rob, she's claimed to have had it analyzed.
Yes.
And then also then turned around and said, still didn't know what it was, but thought it might be mold. So I don't know if that was a different story.
A hard piece of mold?
Yeah. Now you're telling me this article here is saying that she stabbed it and it was resistant to forking.
Go on. Yes.
And now I'm like, how could that be mold? Is there any mold out there that's resistant to a good
hard
fork?
Not that I know of. That's also, but it could be like the Cheesecake Factory. Like, remember when they were like, hey, these are shrimp tails. And everybody in the world's like, those are definitely shrimp tails. And Cinnamon Toast Crunch is like, those are lumps of sugar. And then this is like the Cheesecake Factory's like,
it's a Brussels sprout.
Is a lump of mold worse or better than a baby frog? And they're like, definitely better than a baby frog. Just be like, moldy potatoes, it happens, natural occurrence.
I don't know. Yeah. I think the frog is better. Like, the frog just jumped into the pot of mashed potatoes and didn't realize.
But we know that frogs don't do that because you have to start them from a slow boil.
Yes. Okay. So
jump right back out.
Jumped into the, you know, boiling potato water.
No,
or,
warm,
sorry, the warm
water.
Potato water.
Before.
Didn't realize what was going on. Then
got
mashed up in the potatoes. As opposed to mold is more like, I feel like a serious, like, how did you not see a giant ball of mold? It's not like it just shot out of somebody's ear.
Yeah, and also, DePete says baby frogs are famously indestructible. They're almost as soft as a mashed potato.
Yeah, you would think so. Tyson, here's my idea for our new business that we go into, that we open the world's
frogs.
No, no. We open the world's first forensics lab for food tampering. Okay. Somebody says, hey, I got shrimp tails in my Cinnamon Toast Crunch. We say, sir, we'll send you out the kit. Send it back to us. We will analyze it here in the lab, provide independent results.
Nope.
But this woman
we
says
have to
she
send
already
a crew.
Contacted someone like
we
this.
Have to send a crew to them because we don't want them handling things incorrectly.
Okay.
Like, we got to have somebody dust the prints off every Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Bring the black
light. We got to take the DNA saliva from the ends of the shrimp tails to see if they match with this comedian, which they most probably do. Then we, you know, And then we go through a list of suspects. We do it all.
Okay.
But we need.
This is
sounds more like
you're,
a TV
you're
show.
Something. Okay. So this person that she is Bethany, but with two arms. Don't know what that is a reference to. Do you think is she a verified TikTok user? Does that help or hurt her credibility, Tyson?
Verified definitely hurts her credibility because then everything you think is just for
staged,
likes, like, you know, the influencers going topless at the World Series and stuff like that.
So she has 83,000 TikTok followers.
Canceler immediately.
Yeah.
Don't cancel her. Let's get to the let's figure out what really happened.
She brought that baby frog in, buried it in her mashed potatoes, jabbed it with a fork.
I don't see why a baby frog. I think that's soft. I'll have to get my hands on a couple of baby frogs, but I don't
they're
think
definitely
that the
soft. They're definitely
said that
soft.
It was a hardened mass, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe a dead baby frog that had been squished on the road and then like sat in the sun for a week before mixed into the mashed potatoes. That could be. She came in from the parking lot. I don't know. Could be real. Could be fake.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We need the Columbo of food detectives.
Yeah, she's still on the on the case. Like all of her TikTok videos are about this this issue with the frog. Let me see
the
if
bag.
I can.
Scientists didn't want to be in the video, but basically he believes that it's black mold. I accidentally dropped it out of my pocket, so I lost it. I'm gonna go try to find it.
How convenient.
But, yeah. Moment of truth.
Okay, so she's saying in a future video that it's black mold and not.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
scientists didn't want to be on camera, though.
See, the scientists did not want to be on camera.
If you, Mr. Scientist,
yeah.
If you're going for a lawsuit against the Cheesecake Factory, I think that black mold is probably a better lane than baby frog.
Don't want to lose the black mold, though. It fell out of her pocket. She'd been carrying it around as a keepsake, it sounds like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she really had it as a good luck charm.
After she got it back from Mr. Scientist.
Yep.
Yeah. She just like kept it on her to show her friends and anyone else who would question her.
I mean, the credibility that whatever. I mean, you get these stories all the time and I'm sure they do happen to some people, but it's like and they probably do even happen to us verified celebrities, Danny. It's not like
I know.
I'm untouchable.
I'm not verified, but one time eating at Taco Time.
Your story's more believable because you're not verified.
Yeah, I crunched down on a what do they call those?
Hard taco shell?
No, no, the fried burrito rolls. It's the best thing they've got there.
Taquito.
No.
Rolled taco.
Churro.
No, guys, come on. It's like their thing. They have meat, bean. Anyway, I bit down on one and there was something it was like a bouncy ball inside of it.
Like indestructible in a way?
Truly indestructible.
Not
like,
gristle.
I couldn't eat with all my, not a baby frog, not mold.
Gristle.
Probably gristle. That was my theory. But you know what I did? I just threw everything away and didn't go to Taco Time for 10 years.
The world should look at Danny. Danny, one time, had a bird poop sandwich and then ate it because he didn't want to make the woman feel bad. He didn't make a viral TikTok video.
But she also didn't place the bird poop in his sandwich. He knew.
Yeah, that is true. But out of kindness, I spit that bird poop bite into my soda, ruining the soda, and then continued eating that sandwich.
But you took the bird poop pipe in your mouth.
Yes, I've held bird poo in my mouth.
Why didn't you just take that part with your fingers and break it off? And then,
I didn't know. I bit into it, then I saw what was on it. So I did break off a little bit, put it into the drink as well.
Okay.
So, but I mean, come on, in my entire life of eating out, which I probably eat out more than most people, I've really only had or known of maybe two or three situations where it's like, what the hell did I just eat? It doesn't happen that often. And like I said, when it happened at Taco Time, I just threw everything away and moved on with my life.
Mm-hmm. Colleen in the chat says that the lab she works at did a Taco Bell bean analysis. They thought a rat tail.
Oh, don't tell me.
No.
It was just burned beans.
Okay.
It was just like a strip of burned beans.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what she discovered.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they discovered, that it was just burned beans.
Gosh.
It was not a rat tail. And that's where these TikTokers are coming
from.
They're like, it's definitely a rat tail. There was once a marble in my sister's soup. The chef claimed it fell out of their pocket from across the room.
A marble?
Why is
and why
chef
from
have
across
a
the room?
Full of marbles.
Who's from across the room?
Mm. Dude, I did like marbles once in second grade. I was a
did
big marble
like
guy.
Did it roll down like the floor, and then like somebody stepped on a broom, and then it went up in the air?
Was it one of the big shooter marbles? Because those are worth more than the little marbles. Mm.
Dude, that's scary. Ride it down on a marble. It's kind of like the bullet. That's gonna do that. That's damaging.
Every time I bite down on something hard like that, I think I should chew softer. And then after like a half hour, I forget to chew softer.
Back to chomping like a
back
monster.
To chomping like just having full trust,
no cares in the
food
world
in my mouth.
That is the ultimate trust fall, repeated thousands of times a day.
It is
like
crazy, right?
Chomping down on a stranger's food, trusting them to have not put a marble in it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well. Are you often just like taking like big heaping bites of something that could have a marble in it?
Well, no, anything. You never know. Like a mouthful of Cheetos, a mouthful of corn nuts, a mouthful of
one at a time
peanuts. And then you just put them in there and then there's a marble or something disguised. And then you just full crunch, dude. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my that teeth sounds hurt like now. A nightmare. They do. They kind of do.
I
have like sympathetic pains.
Yeah, I have to go lay down now.
Okay. we always like to cover the latest in what's going on with robotic dogs. The Boston Dynamics dog in particular.
They still the leaders in the robotic dog industry.
So I'm so confused about what's going on here. And Danny, I know you have a good understanding of this. So what's going on? Like, so does Boston Dynamics, that they basically, they will say, you can buy a robot from them, and then people basically do like custom hacks on these Boston Dynamics robots?
So the vibe I'm getting is when they just, and this was recently, within the last year, they've done private sales for $75,000. You can buy a dog, and it seems to me like once you've paid that much money for a dog, you've got to get your money back, and what better way to do that than a viral video? Mm-hmm. So they had the paintball one.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And now you've got this thing where they've got like a tiny brewery on top of this dog.
Yeah. So they've these YouTubers, Michael Reeves, that he outfitted a Boston Dynamics dog with like a quarter keg on top of it. And then they have taught the Boston Dynamics dog to urinate the beer.
Taught it or programmed it?
I mean,
obviously programmed it.
Yeah.
This isn't a bad thing. This is kind of part of the whole
to get a sip of beer. You have to lay your head down underneath the dog
with a cup. You'd have to. I guess you can get like a cup full of the dog urinating a beer.
That's very cool.
6 million views, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They got their money's back. A dollar.
See, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, why? I feel like Boston Robotics just dictated that robotic dogs are the future, and now we're all just rolling with it. It's crazy. They're just first to market, and they're like, it's going to be dogs, guys. So,
Japanese company came out with, Chinese
the
company
flat
came
cat.
With, no, not the flat cat, with the Boston Dynamic dog ripoff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it makes sense. So, a quadruped, four legs, probably easier than, you know, like a bipedal, whatever. And so I don't know, this probably from a structural sense makes more sense than other designs. I guess a ball might be good, but they've thought about it. Also, you want to create a shape that people are somewhat familiar with. You don't want to, you know, this a dog, people love dogs, probably thought it would be easier to introduce a robot dog than like a Terminator like robot.
What about a robotic human centipede?
Terminator that could pee.
Yeah, that's
beer.
What I'm talking about.
I mean, I think that there's a
that would be
also
a hit at the parties.
Yeah. Because the Terminator used to show up naked. That was part of how you sent the Terminator back in time.
Yeah, you had to.
And where did the Terminator go first, right? Went right to a bar.
That's true. Totally naked.
Mm-hmm.
And so he already had his wiener out.
Somebody could have just gone like with a cup. I thought that maybe, but it was only 1984. So they didn't know about that.
Before
yet.
Robots.
Yeah.
But and the interesting thing, and this is probably Boston Dynamics in some ways, I think release this and then sit back and say, what are people going to use this for? And then this will help make decisions in future marketing or whatever.
Yes, that's true.
And so they're like, oh, a beer dog. We didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is helpful, I think, for Boston Dynamics to see where the dog will go.
Yeah, that's and then they'll have different models up
when
on
you
their
say
website.
See where the dog will go. Are you talking about the urination of the dog?
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah,
like maybe they could make it a little bit more entertaining mm-hmm. when it pees beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're gonna have to come up with a few models to branch out a little bit to really capitalize.
Yeah.
Ultimately, this is going to end up with war dogs, right? We already know that.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to make this, you know. People can accept it first before they start seeing the armed dogs.
Mm-hmm. You think they could sell mods for it? So it's like, here, this one comes with a
yeah. I think that's part
mod.
Of it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, coffee mod, beer mod, paintball mod, mm-hmm. best friend mod,
telephoto lens mod.
Yeah, photo companion mod.
Yeah,
pizza mod.
Yeah,
makes pizza inside. Uh-huh. We've always talked about that. That's been our big thing.
Dude, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is them getting ideas for mods.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tyson, have you had experience in a Tesla?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are there like short codes, like hacks in terms of talking to the Tesla that you know about?
Not that I know about, but I feel like I've seen that there are some.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw this morning and I thought of Danny because I thought that this was what a great segue this would be to get to Danny's segment. Apparently, if you have a Tesla and mm-hmm. you tell your Tesla to open butthole, it will open the rear charging port.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the reasons to like Tesla. I mean, how unusual is this type of a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very entertaining.
So that's one way to get the charging port to open. And then, Danny, I'm wondering if the same is true for opening your signature segment.
It can be. Open bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes.
This is another bolt hole.
Yeah.
Very, very fitting for this segment. It's discussing tech, robot tech.
Can I just say one thing? Wouldn't that be the Tesla's exhaust? Like the charging port. That's not.
Yeah, it's taking stuff in. That'd be like your mouth.
Yeah,
it's eating electricity to fuel itself.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's cute, but not accurate.
Okay, why don't you tweet at Elon or whatever?
Yeah. What
it
are
is.
You doing? That should then like.
How does your body work? He's an he might be an alien, right? Isn't that one of the theories? Him
that might
and,
be a sign he doesn't know how the body works.
Yeah, he doesn't know what all those holes are for.
Hmm.
I'm talking today about an article that talks about maximizing your strength and just making life overall easier. And this is something that maybe we've talked about in the past, and that's the development of another technology, the Iron Man bodysuit. Now it's always Iron Man suits, right? Talking about wearing high-tech body armor that makes you super strong and tireless. And this comes from the BBC. And there's a lot of companies out there trying to make, they refer to them as Iron Man suits, but let me be clear. They don't shoot lasers. They don't have that thing over your heart. It's just like exoskeletons.
Fly. Yeah.
No, can't fly. We're not even talking about the flying one. We're talking about exoskeletons that help you do maneuvers that require a lot of strength, more than you can summon.
Mm-hmm.
And this article is saying how pretty soon you'll be able to buy an exo suit. From Home Depot. So you go in there, you buy some stuff. You're like, oh, dude, I'm going to be exhausted lifting up these 2x4s. Or have you ever done sheetrock? It's like the world's worst thing to lift.
Yeah, that was on top of anything else this week.
Yeah, well, it is. It's miserable work. And now you'll have this suit to help you kind of hold it up there while your guy puts in the screws.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what? We're really selling ourselves short. And maybe it'll become so you know, not obvious that we'll have like this technology built into our pants or, you know, our pair of gloves or whatever. Right now you got to wear this giant suit that looks somewhat terrifying. You know, it's got like, it looks leg braces. Mm-hmm. This guy's got a suit on in the article from BBC that makes it look like it turns into a chair, which I thought is very helpful. Yeah. You're always wearing a chair. But there's other suits. Delta's using a suit, or at least testing one out, that looks more ominous. It's like giant robotic, battery powered. It's got like a claw on the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to help people haul luggage and stuff like that. And I just thought, you know, what are some of the uses at home for a suit like this? Like if they could really slim it down, and you know, what if you could play with your kids, but not even be there, have like your VR goggles, but the suit is playing with the kids, jumping on the tramp.
Wait,
you
kind of just suit is going to play with the kids.
Meaning like the suit is, you're in the suit. So it kind of looks like you're the one jumping on the tramp with the kids. But in reality, you've got your glasses on and like you're reading the news or watching a show, but the suit, you put it into play mode.
And, like, how play heavy with is kids. This suit?
Well, in the future, I'm assuming it's going to be really light. Right now, they weigh way too much to do on a trampoline. I'm saying, where's the future of the suit for the average Joe? That's what I'm asking right now.
Yeah.
Where do you see this going for the dad at home? Yeah. I mean, sure, it
you
helps
you
put
like
in light
that
bulbs.
There's a future in the application of teledildonics.
Yeah, well, it could be built into the suit. Why not? Lots of technology merges as it becomes apparent that they're just perfect partners. But I'm just wondering, like, what other things could the suit do for me? You know, I'm not lifting heavy bags. I'm not putting up sheetrock all day. If I buy one of these suits, what am I getting out of it? Correct posture at the computer? Like, how does it help you, Rob, as a podcaster?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it might help my posture. But I think that what you're asking for is a, like, a robot manservant, like sort of like the butler.
But I want the credit for being there. You know, like, Dad was there. I know he was there. His flesh and blood was there. But those suits doing all the hard work. Because let's face it, sometimes you're done podcasting for the day. Kids want you to do a bunch of stuff. It'd be nice if you could just like activate your genes.
You want to be, sort of be like a marionette and then
just be like
zoning out. And then there's like
you put it all on and then you put like enter sleep mode and then it knocks you out. But then it's linked up to your brain and everything, and it does everything for you. So it's like, hello, kids, let's go to the pool.
Yes, like the children become the puppet masters. They get everything they want out of their dad. And the dad is, that's a perfect explanation of what I'm thinking, Rob, is like the marionette. It's just like, the kids can take dad out for a play date.
You're and a dad, toy, basically.
Yeah, you're their toy. Like, I don't want to jump on it. Jumping on the trampoline.
Yeah,
he's jumping on the trampoline. He's throwing babies up into the air and catching them. But dad's watching a football game on his VR goggles while all this is happening. But he's pushing kids on the swings. He's, you know, watching them ride their bikes. It's like, would be that. That's the suit I want.
Yeah.
The marionette. That's what we can call it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Puppet Master 1.0.
Yeah. Kennedy in the chat says, it's like Mrs. Doubtfire mixed with Weekend at Bernie's.
Well said.
She gets it.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Because it's cool to see this type of stuff. That tech is cool. And I'm glad it'll help people. But for, you know, the average guy, it's like, how's this mechanical suit going to help me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's one possibility.
Yeah.
Puts you immediately into REM. And then you wake up super refreshed and your kids have
are happy.
The time of their lives. Yeah.
They're full of memories about dad and all the cool stuff he used to do. You don't even remember doing that double backflip on the trampoline.
Yeah.
But you did it. It was cool.
Okay. All right. Anything else in the bolt hole this week?
No. I mean, there's always stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just picking the best or the one that fascinates me the most.
So in the future, do we need to... before we start into the bolt hole, do we need to say, hey, Danny, open bolt hole?
Yeah, if you want to initiate it, sure.
Well, I mean,
kind of treating me like I've already got my exoskeleton on.
That's true.
Tears.
Yeah. You're controlling Danny by giving the command.
Is the exoskeleton going to be phosphorescent?
It can be.
Yeah. Also, Danny, will your exoskeleton respond to that command that you give to a Tesla?
Well, I want to be here. I want to be present for the bolt hole. It's what you want to zone at.
I think you need to link this up to your brain. So even though you're in deep REM, you still have memories of it happening. so that when you talk about it later at dinner and be like, hey, what was your favorite moment? And they're like, jumping on the tramp, seeing dad do a backflip. And you could be like, yeah, that was the first time I've ever done a backflip on a tramp. Pretty cool, huh?
Maybe it's like the exoskeleton combined with the Star Trek II Wrath of Khan worm that also like you also lose your own free will at the same time that the
The kids are putting a worm in my ear every time they want to play with me.
Maybe the robot has like a thing that just goes in there.
Actually, this reminds me of another article. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. What is the company called?
Goop.
Goop.
Hold on right here. It's a Elon company, Neuralink. Mm-hmm. Did you see that monkey playing ping pong with its brain?
Yeah, what's going on there? Why did we need to teach a monkey how to play pong?
Well, it's controlling the game with its mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to show that, that's where the technology is headed, that we'll put that chip in. And I'll be able to play with my kids' video games without having to lift my arms.
Mm-hmm.
So I could play Fortnite or Apex Legends and just be sitting there looking at the screen, getting wasted by my kids.
Hmm.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I almost thought it looked fake. It looked like some kind of dystopian movie, you know, with the monkey just staring at the screen, controlling the Pong paddles.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little disturbing.
Yeah. Was it good at Pong? Could it like beat a human in Pong?
I watched like 10 seconds of it, and it was doing pretty well.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, is this the first step to Planet of the Apes? I thought it was a ridiculous movie, but when I saw this, I'm like,
yeah,
maybe not so ridiculous.
But you know what I thought was the most unbelievable part of those movies?
Go on.
What?
That the scientist was James Franco. Come on.
That was, I believe,
you know, there's a Planet of the Apes, but don't tell me that, you know, James Franco is a scientist.
The master scientist. Mm-hmm. Would you get to link in your brain if it made some of your jobs easier, Rob?
Like a link to what?
To your computer. Hit record. That's all you have to think inside your head. Don't you have to say it out loud.
So far, that's not doing anything.
What about this? Autopilot 10 hours of podcasting at maximum exuberance.
Yeah, maximum of funniness. Sure.
Yeah.
So I could do that. But I don't want it like to be able to access my Gmail from my head. Like I'm trying to get away from that.
Yeah, that seems like that would drive you insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of all the backed up email.
Right. It would
bury you mentally.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. Well, great job in the bolt hole once again, Danny. What's coming up for you this week, Danny?
Trying to get out, weather permitting. Hopefully,
you snowed in?
Well, last week we were going to go, but we had actually some snow and then some avalanche problems, so we didn't get out. So now we're going to try and go out again this week.
Mm-hmm.
Great spring. Spring showers bring May flowers, right? Isn't that what they say?
That's true.
I love May flowers and spring showers.
Well, you have no rain. Mm-hmm. You live on Mars.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I love that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you get? Like April sandstorms bring May
dust storms.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Danny, why don't we do an adventure on the border somewhere before...
The border of Utah, Arizona?
I mean, that's the closest border.
That's where I was. I was just there.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Yeah. Thank you for not inviting me. You were with your family.
I was with the family.
Yeah. But come to Page or come to somewhere. We can figure
something out. Before you can cook eggs on the dashboard of your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Four Corners is only 5 hours away from both of us.
Yeah. Is that a hot spot, the Arizona-Utah border?
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's
It is a hot spot, though.
Yes.
It's very warm.
Yes.
That's what you were asking.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking at on the map. What do you do there? It seems like there's nothing going on there.
It's very visual. I mean, there's lots of amazing things to see.
The north rim of the Grand Canyon is there.
Yeah. You have slot canyons. You have rivers. You have Lake Powell. I mean, it's cool, but at some point it becomes unbearable.
Yeah.
Just the temperature.
Got it.
So maybe we should meet team AF, because Rob's probably not super far away from that. Probably like 8 hour drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we should probably meet sort of like maybe what could we meet at the border where Nevada meets Arizona and Utah?
Las Vegas?
No, I mean like literally like on the line of demarcation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That place is pretty cool, too, actually. Mm-hmm. That's the canyon right there, Virgin River Canyon or something. What is that
called? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's way cool. Yeah,
I've never explored that area, but the I-15 goes straight through that, and there are some pull-off spots to park and go hiking and stuff. It looks dope.
You never see those people again.
Ever? None of them?
They just, you, like,
probably a good
off.
Chance of finding dead bodies in that
yeah,
area.
Yeah, seriously. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, that becomes always scorching been your dream, hot. Right, Danny? That's always been your dream. Body? Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to find freshly deceased.
You want to find like a human
like
skull.
Like some like frontiersman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want like, something that's like hundreds of years old.
Yeah, because then there's no real living connection to the guy that I'd have to.
He would have been dead by now anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to find.
Yeah. Tyson, what's mm-hmm. coming up for you?
Pickleball. And Rachel's going out of town this weekend, girls trip. And whoa. So I have Bergen and Marlo by myself mm-hmm. from Thursday to Sunday.
Do you have anything planned?
You better.
No, nothing. Mm. I don't have anything planned. Just hang out and have fun and, you know, win them over with treats and movies.
Screen time.
You haven't won them over already?
No, I've won them over. Come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I thought. You'd have to re-win them over.
Yeah, I don't have to re-win them over. Probably go to the pool, hang out. I don't know. The sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
Within the bounds of a five-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else coming up? Nothing too soon, but yeah, that's it. Just getting my pickleball on.
Mm-hmm.
Gamma's coming out with a new paddle that hasn't been announced. I'm trying to get my hands on one.
Is there a time of the year that's pickleball season?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on where you live.
Mm-hmm.
The winter time in Arizona is the best time to play pickleball because the temperatures are the most mild.
Mm-hmm.
But then most of the rest of the country is the summer.
Yeah. What will you do? You get out like early in the morning in the summer?
No, I'll just play. I don't care.
Wow.
In the scorching heat?
Yeah.
Because then you'll be trained in it, and then anybody you play against,
yes,
you can go to like any other climate.
I moved down here to avoid the cold, so I'm not going to let the heat stop me.
Mm-hmm.
You can still do all the things in the heat, in the extreme heat that you would have done in 90 degree temperatures.
Just push through it.
Just push through it. Kind of feels good. Sweat out all those toxins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. All right.
So
we'll be on the lookout for more pickleball.
What do you have going on? Some podcasts?
I'll just be podcasting away over here. Going to talk about the 26th best season of Survivor. That we're going to talk about, ironically enough, Survivor Gabon. That's where we started the pre-show.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You're at Survivor Gabon, and it is the
26th best season. Is the bottom 15. I will have finished watching 15 seasons of Survivor so far.
As voted by the fans. RHAP community.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
cool. How many people voted?
About like 2,400.
Okay.
You know, that's cool. That was no small feat to rank 40 seasons of Survivor.
No, I don't imagine it was. How did you do it? A bracket style or what?
We gave them basically the seasons numbered, and then they can order them from 1 to 40.
And then you get a points based on
that. Sounds really complicated.
Just based on what do they, it wasn't weighted.
Mm, okay.
So, that's the season. Will be talked about Wednesday night. And other than that, I'm talking about Big Brother Canada, wrapping up our 90 Day Fiance coverage, Tough as Nails, and The Circle is coming back. And that's going to be back on Netflix. Should be hitting Netflix, I think, like midnight tonight.
Are we going to be excited for the new season of The Circle, or are we going to be disappointed?
I mean, hard to say without seeing it, but I think we'll be excited.
Is it live? It's live.
It is recording.
No.
Yeah.
It's already. Is it already finished?
It is already recording. It is already finished and recorded. They're going to drop 4 episodes tonight, 4 episodes next week, 4 episodes a week after that, and then the finale 1 week later.
I love that. I'll be tuning in.
Yeah. So, Danny, you ever watch The Circle?
It sounds ominous.
Mm.
It's great.
You'd like reality. You don't have to go anywhere.
It's a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And everything is done virtually, but you're in a hotel room,
mm-hmm.
And then you all have a computer and you all have like cameras and stuff in your room, and then you can communicate and everything like that.
Am I missing anything?
And there's catfishes. So like you can go in and pretend to be anybody you want to be. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be yourself on there. You can, because they can't see your face. So one guy last season that was he second place? He pretended to be his girlfriend from home the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So it's crazy.
Danny, would you catfish or would you be yourself?
Probably be myself. I could maintain a lie
but like
for a long time.
But like the best version of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we start a show where we keep people isolated? Some have fake items in their food, meaning like frogs, and some have no. And you could choose to lie about what you found in your food or not. And then people try to decide whether or not you're lying about it. You get unlimited get unlimited amount of whatever your food is, and you get to pick what your favorite. Like, I want pizza, and then they give you the pizza, and you can. It might have something on it, or maybe
how
you put
this?
Something on it.
Everybody has the same food, but then people are lying about whether or not there was something in it.
Yeah, yeah, that works. Yeah. Kind of the same thing. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Like,
what was
gumbo.
It? Well, actually, it has a great name. What is the thing inside of a thing? What were you? Right? A thing inside of a thing.
Is what you're going to call it?
That's the name of the show. Yeah.
Do you like gumbo as the food item?
I think that actually is intentionally has tons of weird stuff in it, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like kind of thick.
Gumbo or jambalaya.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something fun.
Yeah. Both
or
are fun
seafood,
words. Right.
Some type of seafood medley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just like, I had this in there, a giant snail that's not indigenous. And then
no, that's normal.
You're like, yeah, that's supposed to be in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Edward in the chat says he'd go on the circle and pretend to catfish as Danny.
Yeah. Just a heads up, everybody. I hate Christmas. Don't love people.
It's like, oh, I love that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so irascible.
There's something about him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He hates everything, but we still love him.
Mm-hmm.
I like stuff. I said I like pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But not all pizza. I bet I could find a pizza you hate.
Yeah, Hawaii. Pretty it's pretty gross.
But the thing about Danny playing out of himself, and I don't know if this ever happens on the circle, but if they ever heard your voice, that's not that guy.
Great voice for the game. But does that mean I do well?
No, but you don't. It's all text. It's all text chat.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for checking out News AF today. We'll be back next week with more. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.